touch that dial.
This is The Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Peace up. A-Town. Yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike and Squid rolling on here on The Morning Shift. Tiff is off to Hawaii. Maybe that's part of the wake-up call. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Two questions for the wake-up call. Number one, Georgia or the field for the national title today? Number two, any surprises for you from the Atlanta Falcons' initial 53-man roster? I got to say, if Tiff was going to leave us, and she should be sad to leave us, I'm not sure heading to Hawaii is the worst possible thing she could be doing today. I don't know. Actually, I don't know that Hawaii would be number one on my list of places I'd like to call a college football game, because you have to call a Hawaii game for that to happen, unless it's the Aloha Bowl, which then 9 times out of 10 is probably Hawaii anyways.
Do they still have the Aloha Bowl? Or the Honolulu? They used to have the Honolulu Bowl as well. That's one of them Tech played in one year. Like 1991 Georgia Tech. I don't know. I've never been to Hawaii at all, so I would just like to go.
I haven't either. I actually have not either.
I've also never been to France or Prague or Ireland.
She's well traveled.
The other 9 places that she's been recently? But I have been to London. So
there you go.
That
I've never been to Europe. Period.
Really?
Never have. Nope.
Huh.
Never have.
How about that?
I need to expand my wings. Probably after my kids are a little bit older, I'll be able to do that. But
been Jamaica?
It's not the thing.
I've never been out of the country, but that's going to change next week.
Where are you heading?
What?
Going to Brazil. Simone and I are going to the Eagles and Packers game.
Of course you are.
Hold on a second.
Don't start, Bo.
No, I don't even feel bad for you, because you just did that to yourself, bro. I can't even take up for you.
It was part of the conversation.
No, hold on. As some of you don't know, Dylan is...
Don't say it.
Let me finish. Dylan is one of the most important people on the radio broadcast that we have for the Atlanta Falcons. He is our network producer, so he is the one person that has, it's him and I do a lot of work together extensively during a game to make sure we don't go off the rails.
I'll be back for Sunday, by the way. Just want to throw that in there. I will be back.
So
I'm not going to miss week one.
So you're going to go see a Friday game in Brazil.
Mm-hmm. Brazil.
And then jump on a...
Red eye.
9-hour
international flight.
10-hour flight.
I respect the game.
To come back.
Yeah. I'm like you. I'm dedicated to the game, man. I can't miss week one.
I tell you what you're dedicated to. Your favorite team, the Eagles.
Not my favorite team.
I was going to, dude. Look, I can't protect you.
I'm a Falcons fan.
I can't protect you there, man. You did that to yourself.
What colors you be wearing come Friday night, Dylan?
Don't be
the game. I'm going to be neutral. I'm not wearing Eagle stuff.
Dylan.
Don't
be caught in the Eagle stuff now.
Make sure Garrett's microphone's on.
Gotta learn a lesson.
Garrett, before we get to wake-up call, because my wake-up call is now going to Dylan Matthews, who has outed himself ridiculously. What is – if I said life or death, will Dylan be wearing Eagles attire next Friday night in Brazil?
Sao Paulo? Yeah.
Well, what would you say?
He will at least be wearing some shade of green. Even if it may not be like a Devonta Smith jersey or something like that, but it'll be a shade of green.
Well, I think he's got the Jalen Hurts one. So
He's got his beanie. No. I mean, he's got a beanie. He's got a jersey. He's got the gloves that he'll wear. He'll be ready to go.
It's not gonna be cold in Brazil this time of the year, is it? I don't think it's cold. Is it ever cold in Brazil?
It's wintertime down there. So. It's wintertime in the summer.
Hey, let's get to the lines really quick before we have to keep addressing this. I'm gonna save Dylan right here. Let's go to our buddy Drew in Marietta. Drew, what's up, man? Good morning to you.
Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Hey, man, can't complain.
All right, so for your first question, if I'm betting, I mean, it's kind of hard to take Georgia simply because there's so many other players out there.
Right.
But
Vegas,
as a Georgia fan,
field,
I'm taking
right?
Georgia because, yeah, the field, right. But, I mean, I've got to roll with Georgia. They're the best team on paper, and I think they've got the best coach. So I'm rolling with Georgia all the way.
All right, fair enough.
And then one person I was surprised to see cut was Natron Brooks, actually.
Yeah, dude.
I think it's possible we see him on the practice squad, but he showed out at camp. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody picked him up.
Dude, couldn't be in agreement more, Drew.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
And this is second. Yeah, by the way, real quick, the weather next week.
Yeah.
High 80s, except for on game day. And then on Friday, the high will be 75. So Dylan might have to bring out his, maybe his Eagles beanie or maybe his Eagles pullover he's got. There's, you know.
I mean, dude, I can't help you. I don't know why you're shaking your head. There's nothing I can do. You set yourself up for this.
I mean, I expected it. I'm not going to lie. I just wanted to add to the conversation. But, you know, I expect to come with territory. Look, I'll post a picture out there showing exactly what I'm in and my fit for the day, and there will be no shade of green.
Let me get Simone's Venmo so I can slide her a 20 to get an action shot.
Let me tell you something. No, you will have to because Simone will post on her social media him and the Eagles
He'll
gear.
Say, don't post that picture of me. I'm going to be like, here's 20. Let me get that thing.
Yeah. She'll be like, I don't care what Bo says.
I won't get set up like that again.
Yeah, you won't get stung. We do have our buddy Cody weighing in on Twitter right now. I said, give me Georgia. And the only surprise for him about the 53 was Taylor Heinicke thought he would be cut to save the $2.5 million. I don't think you're saving $2.5 million. I think it's somewhere more in the ballpark of $1.5 million. I think the dead cap money is like 3.25, something like that. Because I think he's making 4.5 under the restructured deal that they did back in April. So I think,
I think it's 1.2 million.
I think you'd be saving the 1.2 towards the cap. So it's not the 2.5. I think it's half of that, Cody. But I'm with you, man. I thought the Taylor Heinicke, even though it is only, you know, 1.5 or whatever, somewhere south of there, I just thought roster spot wise. Because to Drew from Marietta's point, Natron Brooks seems like a guy to me that would not squeeze through to the P squad. Now, those things will start to come out here over the next couple of days as those practice squad rosters are kind of finalized. Who's moving where? You know, when you cut a guy here, where do they wind up? But I thought that Natron Brooks would be on the roster, and I didn't think Taylor Heinicke would, to be honest with you. I thought we would see him moved much in the way that, Malik Willis was, where he's shot for a seventh-round pick.
You're only saving $1.2 million.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's restructured back in April. It's 3.3 in dead cap space. He's making four and a half this year.
Yeah, it's not this. I don't know why this. I've never understood why people they think you're the guarantee when you restructure stuff. It makes it a lot harder to get rid of. That's why I remember in July. Before training camp started, I told you straight up, I thought he would be on the roster because I didn't think it made sense because of the money you're saving. It's not as good as you think. But then the way the training camp played out and with so many players that were vying for spots that I thought played well and how deep you could be at certain positions, I thought it made sense to move on. And now it's just...
Dylan just texted me our next caller, and I'm a little bit taken aback. By what's going on here.
Are we in a guard shack?
No. Well, here's the thing. This is, I think, somebody we're used to talking to, but there's a different name on here.
Did Squid Shady decide to change his name?
I have a Mike Shady.
Wow.
Mike Shady. I guess we can't speak freely
about how players Mr. actually Mike play
Shady?
On the field.
Mr. Mike Shady, welcome to the show. Good morning to you, Mr. Mike Shady.
Good morning, Mr. Mafia. All American.
Whip, whip, whip!
I will say good morning, Elder.
There you go. Look.
Go ahead, say hello to him. No, we don't recognize it. Yay, man. You turn your back on me. I can't do it. Don't turn your back on me.
It's salty in here.
So just know, Bo, that I saw you in Kroger a couple of days ago and I did not speak to you.
Oh no.
Period.
You didn't want to. Oh no.
Anyway, listen.
Well, I wouldn't have spoke back if he did.
yesterday you said I was a good person.
Yeah.
Thought that until you turned your back on me. Turncoat.
You've met my father.
I love your father. I can't say the same about you anymore.
Oh no. this gets worse and worse.
He is, my father is definitely Squid Nation. All right, you guys are awesome, and I was trying to be funny, but I will tell you something, Bo. I am I haven't said this before. I'm a Miami Hurricane.
Uh-oh. Oh.
That's okay. Hey, that's okay.
It's even spicier.
Let me tell hey Shady, I'll tell you this. In the nation, we let you make your own choices like that, and I'm okay with
well,
it.
That's all right.
But it's going to be a big week for us.
I will be honest. We are not back. And we were not back last year. We were not back the year before. We were not back. But I love my Canes. Let's see what goes on with the Gators. Hey, I love all y'all. It's a better show when Tiff's on, so I'm sad she's gone. Y'all have a wonderful day, and go go take care of people, man. This world's a mess. We'll see y'all.
Appreciate you, Shady. Good luck this weekend,
thanks,
my friend.
Thanks, good call. Welcome to the Mafia, man. Happy to have you
here. He won't be there long. His dad will have a word with him.
I don't turn my back on
you. His dad's a great dude. Very nice. They're actually both very nice people.
We got to go to break. Look, on the other side of the break, if you've seen these headlines the last couple of weeks, excerpt from new book, Nick Saban and Lane Kiffin's relationship and the inside workings of college football in the NIL era. Well, that book was written by a guy named John Talty, and he's going to join us on the other side. I got a million questions for Mr. John Talty on the other side of the break. It's the Morning Shift rolling on. Mike and Squid hanging out with you. Sports Radio, 929 The Game.